Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
Concerning our giving, as we get ready to sow this year, this is your first gift into 2021. It's going to be hard for me to quit not say 2020. No, it ain't. I'm going to forget that. Get back here. 2021. But briefly here, our total income for this year was $103,445.05. I think 5 cents. I want to make sure I got it right. Our budget was $105,000. I'm going to do the math for you. So we only missed the budget by about $1,554. That ain't bad for closing the church about maybe two Sundays and then through a drive-in service, online service, doing things that we wasn't even familiar with. We made it happen. But here's the good news. The bad news, you missed the budget. Well, there's always some good news. We were up. We did $8,990 up from 2019. Oh, that's kind of weak out there. We did almost $9,000 more than last year. What did the Word say? What did the Lord say? In the year of famine, sow. Keep sowing. He told us to sow into each other. Sow to our partners early. They might have went through some hardship more than we did. But you know what? God is faithful. I said He's faithful. Now, we're still believing for a hundredfold return off our giving. Now, we hadn't seen a hundredfold yet. But as long as I got breath and as long as you got breath, keep believing. Because we serve a miracle-working God. And I just say this is one. He could send a couple millionaires to come to this church and say, hey, we haven't been given. Get them born again. See, that's the main thing is getting them saved. And then, see, that's how the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. We get them saved, and that wealth comes into the kingdom. A lot of times it's like, you know, we're after their money. No, we ain't. We're after their life, their soul. That's what we're after, to get people to come to Jesus. So what a blessing. But here was the exciting news, and I want Cindy to share it. Super exciting news. So Cindy, Cindy is our treasurer here.
This is what happened. Of course, we've been blessed, and Pastor had a vision of planting the 2020 blessing seed. And so we've done this, and we've stepped out on faith, and God has really blessed us because we are truly a one blessed church. But what I wanted to share with you is that I was in the process of making out our deposit, our very last deposit for 2020. And whenever I was tallying it up and I was filling out the deposit statement, and I looked, I said, well, my goodness, look at this. Our deposit for 2020 was $2,020. So our ending deposit for the year 2020 was 2020. So it was just like, it was like a good closing, you know. And I felt like, you know, I said, this is weird, you know, but it wasn't. It was more like confirmation. It's like I feel like in my spirit, and I know Pastor does too, that we know that the worst is behind us and the best is yet to come.
Amen. Amen. Prophesy, prophesy. Lady, prophesy. The best is yet to come. You can't outgive God. And if we do what He says, we will have what He's promised. Amen. You just keep doing what He says. And see, you know what is miraculous about all this? See, it ain't just me and Cindy. She's doing the math. You guys made that happen. See, because me and Sherry forgot to send me my tithe check for the last year. Had I given that, we'd have had more, but we would have missed the 2020. But see, whatever you guys gave last Sunday, whoever was here, you helped bring that to pass. You heard from God. You gave what you were supposed to give. Amen? So see, it ain't just the pastor hears from God. You hear from God. And we've got a lot of promises in the Word of God, don't we, Wayne? We got a lot of promises. Now, this is a confession that the Lord gave me this year, but hold it, Kelsey. And we're almost through to let our children go to children's church. And so as we get ready to give, I want to remind you of Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 11. And I'm for time's sake, I'm going to skip on down because I got a confession the Lord gave us that I want us. I'm not saying we'll do this every Sunday, but we're going to make a confession to our possessions. How did I get saved? Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if you'll believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. See, salvation, I have to confess Jesus as Lord. I just can't, underneath my breath, say, I believe. No, when you believe it, you will speak it out of your mouth. So we're going to say some things today, because we're going to say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's no lack in heaven. And our shepherd is in heaven. Amen. He is the good shepherd. We shall not lack. But Deuteronomy 6, 4, in the last verse here says, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought you into a land which he has swore to thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities. Concord is a good city. Mooresville is a good city. Which you buildest not, and houses, Wayne. Houses, now this is not just for Wayne, but he just sold his house. He sold his house. Confession, right? To possession.
Well, bought a house and we're selling.
There you go. Amen. Cities which thou buildest not, houses full of good things. His house is full of good kids, good wife. Full of good things which you filledest not, and wells digged, which you didn't dig them. I'm going to paraphrase some of this. Vineyards and olive trees you didn't plant, but they're yours. This is God speaking here. This is Deuteronomy. This is the second telling of the law, reminding us when you shall have eaten and be full. So, Kelsey, put our confession up. That's the verse that lets us know that our confession is going to be together to possess these things. I'll have to make it a little bit bigger for you, probably. We're getting, now let's say this together, because the Lord promised these things to us. We're getting our buildings. Come on now, we're getting our buildings. We're getting our lands. We're getting our houses, our vehicles, our equipments. And we're taking the Word of God to the world. That's our confession to our possessions. We're going away from an iPhone and we're going to a nice camera. That's equipments. We're going to do bigger things for the kingdom. Why? Because God wants us to get our vision up here to see the world out there. Amen. So let's stand together as we give the first seed into the kingdom. Our first seed. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father, that you are now seated. Jesus, you are seated right beside the Father, receiving our offering today. The Bible talks about it's a sweet-smelling savor unto you, Lord. And we just thank you, Father God. We just confess that possession right now, Lord. All the things you are going to have us to do, we believe we're going to have everything we need to get thy will be done here at Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, to reach the world with the gospel, the good news that Jesus is alive and he's doing well. The church is arising and will do well. That we will accomplish everything that you've called us to do in this church, in this city, and in the world. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for that. As your people give today, Lord, we believe for the hundredfold return. In this lifetime, Jesus said, in this lifetime, he's going to give us houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and friends. Come on now, but we're going to be persecuted with persecutions. But from that, we have everlasting life. That's the kicker right there. So, Father, we just say thank you. As you sow this morning, be believing for that hundredfold return. And when you get it, tell us about it. Amen? Amen. You can give this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. You are worthy. There's our faithful train. We just ride on time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now is the day of salvation. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just worship you and we just honor you. Thank you, Lord, for receiving our offering today, receiving our gifts. Thank you, Lord, for our high priest, Jesus, for receiving that gift, making it multiply down here in the earth, 100-fold, Lord, down here in the earth, lands, houses, equipment, anything that your people need, Father God. You have not left us orphans without hope. And Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. We believe for that miracle harvest in Jesus' mighty name. Can you say amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, 2021, I like to say 2021 has now begun. Amen. And it's a race that's worth running. I'm talking about the race of believing God at his word. Chasing him. You know, the Bible talks about Jesus said, all those that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. I want to see that hunger in the world. And that thirst in the world to know Jesus, to know what he has for us. Amen. Jesus said, all those that hunger and thirst, he said, seek me. And seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. God's not hiding. He's just waiting. He's waiting for us to seek him with our whole heart. His hand is open. Both hands are open. You know, Jesus, both hands were, they were nailed, pierced. They were open. Jesus, anybody that came to Jesus, he did in no wise did he cast. Now, there were certain people that came and didn't even have a covenant, but they were putting a demand on the word. And Jesus said, great is your faith, woman. She got what she came for. So if you come to Jesus believing, you'll get what you came for. Amen? And his hand's not slack, as we think of slackness being. But 2021, if you want to go to Matthew, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. The theme scripture for this year is verse 10. Says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I didn't really hear the last part of that verse. I just heard, thy will be done. That's what the Lord really just burnt in my heart this year. Because at one point, I didn't know the will of the Lord. What is God's will? His word. You can't separate his word from his will. Well, how do I know the will of God? Look at Jesus. Look at the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Look at what Jesus did and how he operated. And you will know the will of the Father. Because Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. We're one. They're one. They're inseparable. So don't let nobody tell you God is bringing destruction like Sherry talked about, or he's bringing sickness, or he's bringing COVID, or because of judgment. No, God judged Jesus and found him faithful. He smote his son and struck him with every sickness that can be named. He put it on Jesus so it wouldn't have to put it on us. Jesus took that curse from us. The Bible says, Galatians talks about, Jesus became that curse so that we could be free from the curse. And then don't get under condemnation if you get a sickness or your finances, you're struggling. Don't get under condemnation because that's the devil. He wants to beat you down when you're down and put you under. I'm talking about the devil. But Jesus, what did he do when Peter walked on water? Man, Jesus was so excited. Reed, wouldn't you be excited if you saw Darius? You said Darius needed to walk on water and you said, come. And wouldn't you be excited that Darius got out of the boat and got on the water? Jesus was excited. He wasn't like, you know what I mean? Jesus was excited. Peter is walking on the water. But he began to sink. When? When he took his eyes off of Jesus. And started focusing on, what am I doing out here? I can't walk on. There it was. I can't. No, you can't, Wayne. I can't make all this happen, and don't even try to make it happen. I'm not the healer. Jesus is the healer. But I can confess and possess what God has said I can have. And Jesus said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you just got to look to heaven. There's no darkness in heaven. None. No shadow of turning, the Bible says. Then the Bible says, if my eye be light, my eye is the light of the body. And if my body, if I'm looking at light,
That makes my whole body full of light. So quit looking at the world and look to Jesus, and you'll be full of light. See, because that's when the darkness hits us, because Jesus said if there be darkness, if that light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? See, how much do you love Jesus? Cut the TV off and focus, and get in the Word. Play you some songs. Just do something. In other words, I'm not saying if it's not edifying you, there's good things on TV, there's good programs. We've heard this because what comes in, it's gonna manifest somewhere in your life. What you let in. We determine what we let in. Jesus don't determine that, we do. He's the good shepherd. And he says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. They follow me. Man, that's what we got to do. We got to follow Jesus. Wherever he goes, man, that's where we got to be. I'm talking about right in daddy's footsteps. You ever had, I know y'all have had this happen. When your kids were little, you take them to the grocery store. And I got four, but they are grown now. They're driving vehicles, not buggies anymore. You go into the grocery store and they're driving a buggy. And next thing you know, they hit you on the heel. Jesus. Because what are they doing? They're just following you, but then they look at the sugar corn pops. They look at that what they want, but they pushing the buggy and then they run into the back of your heel. Hurts. Man, that hurts. But thank God they're following you. Come on. They're following you. They're with you. There's families that's separated from their children and from their parents. Dads have walked out. Wives have walked out. So we need to be thankful that we got family. Amen. Our Father loves us, and that's his whole purpose of sending his Son on that cross. Because of the great love he loved us, he smit his own Son so he wouldn't have to smite us. So the devil couldn't destroy us. Amen. Because the devil's the destroyer. But Jesus is the Savior. Come on. Jesus said, I didn't come to this world to take man's life. I came to save life. And he can't change. God can't change. He can't lie. Jesus is the Savior, period. Mary is not the Savior. I'm sorry. Come on, as a weak, Mary's not my Savior. Jesus is. Now, she's blessed, highly favored from God. She brought forth a Savior, but he was God's Son. Amen. He wasn't Joseph. He was the seed of Joseph, but he was the seed of David, too. He was God's Son. Amen. He was from the seed of God. No sin. But Mary believed, and she received. Lord, thy kingdom come. Now, God's kingdom has come. Jesus was preaching it. John the Baptist was preaching it. The kingdom is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom is here. You know what it cost John? Now, he's a cousin of Jesus. It cost him his head. People didn't like the message. They're not. Your persecution is going to come. You start talking about Jesus loves you. The Bible tells me so. It ain't a real good story to tell these days, but you know what? It's the greatest story ever told. So keep preaching it. Keep teaching it. Amen. So about 3 days ago, this will be probably about six days now. But as I was praying and asking the Lord what he wanted us to focus on this year, as a local body, say local body. Say we all one body. Not that I was looking for something to rhyme with 2021, but I heard 2021, thy will be done. Be done. Period. Don't know ifs, ands, or buts, right, Darius? Lord, your will be done. So let's believe and agree together. This year, we will know the will of the Lord in every situation in our life, and we'll get it done. So, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. We just agree as a local body, Lord, that we're going to hear your word. We're going to know the will of the Lord. We're going to know what your perfect will is. And, Lord, we want to have those ears to hear. And, Lord, we want the Holy Ghost to speak loud to us on the inside. Lord, for your angels, we know they're beside us, Lord, to keep us on that straight and narrow path that leads to life. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that we have ears to hear. We will hear. And you will reveal, you will manifest yourself to us and show us great and mighty things to come that we don't know yet. And we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And I told you about the Lord protecting me and Kelsey on that Thursday night practice. You know, keeping us, the Lord took my hand and steered me from hitting a car that pulled out in front of me. 2 seconds. One, you know, from here to Larry back there in the back to the sound booth. Just, I didn't make that decision. I couldn't have made that decision. See, a lot of times, you know, somebody that's a good driver, after it's all over, you say, I was good, man. I didn't hit that car. No, I gave my praise to God. I said, thank you, Jesus, for turning the wheel and hitting the brake with just the right pressure. Now, a good NASCAR driver, he probably, you know, he's experienced. Yeah, he could probably took some credit, but he better give credit to God, some glory to God. Because without him, you can't do nothing. I'm sorry, that's what Jesus said. And that's when people get in trouble, when they think it's all them and it's not. And they don't give glory to God. Next thing you know, the devil's taking them out somewhere. You know, he's whipping them. He's beating them up. He's destroying their lives. And I thank God for the pastors that was here and for the board that was here before me. We're debt free. I don't know about how many years this church has been debt free, but it's been a while, hasn't it? How long has it been, Larry? At least maybe 15, 20 years this church has been debt free? Longer than that. That's walking in blessings. That's, you know, making sure your bills are paid and still being a blessing, but not getting in debt to the debtors. You know, we're going to talk about that. So when hard times hit, we don't even recognize it. Why? We above. Sometimes we might start to sink, but Jesus is right there. The miracle worker is right there. Help. I'm getting ahead of myself. Help is a good prayer. Save me, Lord. That's what, Lord, save me. He did, didn't he? But thank God Peter got out of the boat. They were drowning. Amen. I'd rather at least be on my way to Jesus than drown in that boat. That boat can't save you. Amen. Your faith in Christ is what saves you. You know, think about Noah. We would think naturally the ark is what saved him and his kids, eight people. But that ark was a product of Noah's faith. God didn't build the boat. Who built the boat? Noah and his sons, and I'm sure his wives helped. They were cooking. They were doing what they ever needed to be done. Now, it took years. It took over hundreds of years. But guess what? That was the first ship ever made out of gopher wood. And I don't even know what gopher wood is. But it was here on the earth. Everything they needed to save man's life, God had it on the earth for them. And you know what he did? He gave them the wisdom to build. He gave Noah a vision to build a boat, an ark, that saved his life and his family. Amen? So see, God, that was God's love. He was out to save. That boat was big enough for more people. But there were some people that were dumber than the animals. Amen? Let's just be honest. There was a lot of people on the earth. But they chose the earth instead of that crazy preacher up there that was preaching righteousness. There's rain coming. And they mocked him until the rain came. But it was too late. There's a lot of people mocking the church. Jesus is coming. That's the rain. The way maker's coming. The Savior's coming. He's not coming as a baby. He's coming as the lion of the tribe of Judah when he comes the second time. He's coming to bring vengeance on all the ungodly. Now, I'm talking about his second coming, but he's coming for the church before then. Amen? Those that are what? They've got their oil and they're ready. We're ready. We're ready for that trump. And that trump sounds, the archangel, we're going to hear a sound. You know, they heard a sound as a mighty mushy wind on the day of Pentecost. Well, I tell you, when the rapture comes, we're going to hear a trumpet that even Daniel Robinson can't blow that loud. And I've never heard him blow that trumpet loud, but I'm sure Mama has. When your kids are learning something, whether it be drums or trumpets or pianos, Mama's going to hear the sound. Amen? Well, our Father's going to, we're going to hear that sound when the angel, when this shout, we're going to hear a shout of an archangel. Amen? Be ready. In season, out of season. Matthew 6, I want to start and I want to read verses 5 through 15. Whew, let me breathe a minute. Take a breath. Thank you, Jesus. He gives us breath. Amen? The breath of life. Now, this is talking about the model prayer. Now, when I was a baby Christian, and a baby Christian, I say as a baby Christian, it's when you get born again, you a baby Christian. You a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. You've been born again. If you don't like the way you were born, get born again. If you don't like the way you did the first time, I didn't like my first birth, when I got older. I wasn't treating people right. Why? Because I didn't have the love of God shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost until about 22 years ago when I cried out to Jesus. And he saved me. I said he saved me. I got born again. I went from darkness to light. The light came on the inside. God lit my candle. Amen? Because it was burning at both ends. But God showed up within, and I got born again on the inside. New creation. My spirit got changed. I'm no longer a sinner now. If you believed on Jesus, if you haven't believed on Jesus, today is the day to call on his name. Lord, thy kingdom come. Lord, he'll say, I'm here. And he'll change your life. So Matthew 6, verse 5 through 15, this is called the model prayer. And remember, this was still under the old covenant. So Jesus was given a model of how to approach God. Because see, you understand, when Jesus died and rose again, that's when the new covenant began. And he told his disciples, he said, now, up until now, you've asked nothing in my name, in the name of Jesus, right? He told his disciples before he left. But there's coming a time when you're going to pray the Father. Come on, I'm showing you how to pray. You're going to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. And anything you pray in believing, now, he's not going to, if you're married, he's not going to give you another wife. See, we're talking about thy will. See, as long as you pray the will of God, which is the word of God, then thy kingdom come. It will come. Wayne, it will come. That person's going to buy your house. They're coming. They're looking and they're going to find the price. It's going to be the right price that you're believing for. Amen. Don't move from that price. Amen. The price is right. Bob Barker would say, the price is right. Amen. What do you want from God? What shall God do for you? Amen. You can shout it out. I don't care. During the service, shout it out. We'll agree with you. Amen. I want to preach his gospel to the world. Amen. That's what God's called me to do. Go teach my people faith. If you come here, you're going to learn something about faith if you'll have ears to hear. Amen. So this model prayer in verse 5, Matthew 6, verse 5, Jesus speaking, it's in red letters. Tammy, I love that song, Red Letters. I don't know if you've heard that, but it's a beautiful song. It talks about, Jesus said, when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. Now he's talking to his disciples here. For the hypocrites, they love to pray standing in the synagogues, in the churches, and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, Jesus said, I say to you, they have their reward. Man, that man knows how to pray. Look out there. They pray and they loud, speaking loud. But Jesus said, looking at his disciples, but when you pray, go into your room, that private place. Now, I'm going to speak a little bit about this as we go. Go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. The secret place. I'm talking to your heart here. Once you get born again, God takes up residence in your heart, in your spirit. That's your secret place. When you pray, a lot of times you see people pray, what they're doing, they're looking at God. He's on the inside of you, amen? He's in your spirit. But when you pray, go to your room, shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret, I like this, he will reward you openly. I said, he will reward you openly. When Cindy done the last tithe check, 2020, he showed her something openly. See, we did what he said to do. We did tell the world because what we were doing, because we need to get some other churches to believe in faith, believe in God, trust God right now. This is a time of famine. So, that's what the word says. But you got to believing. And we got rewarded openly. And then verse 7 says, and when you pray, don't use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they'll be heard for their many words. Like I said, a good prayer sometimes is, save me, Lord. Help. Don't have to be all these long words. And a lot of the words, I hear some of these ministers sometimes speaking, I can't pronounce it, and I don't even know what it means. Keep this gospel simple. Amen. I want to help you explain it. If I can't understand it, I'm surely not going to try to get it to you. I want to keep it simple. Jesus said, give, and it shall be given to you. Y'all, come on, y'all help me here. Good measure. Press down. Shaking together. Running over. He'll cause men to give into your bosom. Now, it can be men that are saved, and it can be men that ain't saved. You know, because God can work with the heathen, too. Amen. If he can get a bird to bring a food to a prophet, he can get a lost man or woman to say, hey, the Lord just said, I need to. And I've heard testimonies of ministers had revivals. Jesse will tell you, he had a 2-week revival And they didn't even put no gas in the car. Didn't even feed the man. Gave him a Dr. Pepper. A church gave him a Dr. Pepper and sent him on his way. Jesse went to the gas store. Praying to God. You know what Jesse said? He said, well, praise God, I'll just fast and pray. Because he was putting his faith in God and not people. But he knew God had called him to preach. And got to the gas store. And an unsaved man looked at him and said, somehow the testimony came and said, you need some gas in that car? I'm going to fill that thing up for you. And Jesse was like, thank you, Jesus. He didn't have no money. He just was believing God. He had to have gas. And the guy knew that church down the street. Said, what you doing there? He says, well, I'm a minister. I've been having a revival down at such and such. He says, oh, you've been down there? He said, how much they pay you? Dr. Pepper. He said, he went and got him something to eat out of the store when he heard that. He said, oh, yeah, I know that place. You've done good to get a Dr. Pepper. Ain't that bad when the sinner knows the church is bad? But you know what? Somebody's got to bring some good news to that place. Amen? Now, I don't know if Jesse went back. But I think, you know, he probably would have if God sent him. Now, if God sends you back, that's when you go, right? But see, he put faith in God was his source. And God, he met the need. There's many times that God has to use somebody else because somebody's not listening. Amen. You're carrying somebody's miracle, their blessing. So Jesus talking about how to pray here. But he says, therefore, you know, don't be heard of all these repetitions, many words. Verse 8 says, therefore, don't be like them. For your Father knows the things you have before you ask of them. He knows that. So Jesus said, in this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. What about my needs? See, we ain't even focusing on what we need. We're focusing on God. How great is our God. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And don't lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And then Jesus said in verse 14, 15, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, guess what? Your heavenly Father will not forgive you. Forgiveness is the key to getting your prayers answered. Now, God, there might be something. I'm not a psychiatrist, but there might be some things deep on the inside of you that maybe you don't even know you have some unforgiveness. God's not holding you accountable to what you don't know. He's holding you accountable to the light that you do know. And when you hear the word, the interest of God's word brings light. So you're hearing light. You're hearing revelation today. Now, what you do with it, God's holding you accountable to that. Now, he still loves you. So if I'll do what he says to do, if I walk out of here today and somebody cuss me out, and we'll get into this later, and if I would just pray for them instead of bless them means I don't bless them out with cuss words. To bless them means you pray for them in the name of Jesus. Do something to bless them. Amen. I've bought my boss a gift card and took it to him, and I didn't like the way he treated me that day, and I just took it because I said I'm going to operate on this. God said, pray for those that despitefully use you. And I'm still praying for a gentleman, a friend of mine that used me many, many years. Would borrow my motorcycle, and the next thing I know, he wrecked it, brought it back to me wrecked. Took me, I'd go out and go coon hunting, I'd put everything on my credit card. Dummy me, why? I'm trying to build a friend here, you know. This friend is using me to get what he wants. And he drove me bled. He's bled, yeah, there you go. He sucked all the power out of me. Put me in debt and then left. To deal with my wife. What are we doing? What's this? Coon hunting lights and all this stuff. You try to explain that. Don't get your friend involved. But you know what? I'm praying for that friend. He's somewhere in this world and needs Jesus. If he hadn't got born again yet. But see, if I harbored unforgiveness in my heart, God can't forgive me. And he needs to be saved. So that's what you do is you turn around and you start praying for those that didn't treat you good. Because Jesus goes on and teaches in these chapters, it's easy to love those that love you. Even the sinners, even the publicans, he said, do that. That doesn't cost you anything. But it takes faith to believe and love somebody that's not being good to you. That is God right there. You know you've passed from death to life. Amen. Because I tell you what, 25-some years ago, now like I say, Sherry had been a little bit worse than I was, but I'd probably chase that car down and gave him a few choice words about pulling out in front of me. And would have felt justified doing it. Why? Because, man, they put my life in danger. But you know what I did? I said, thank you, Jesus, and I prayed for that. And I'll just leave it at that. I didn't put no names on that person. Why? Because they need what I have. Amen? They need love. Unconditional. Not based on what they do to me. Based on what Jesus has done for me. You can't give somebody something you don't have. So forgive. And go ahead and do that by faith. You can't do it in your own ability. God will give you the faith to do it. Amen? He'll give you the strength to do it. You might have to do it with gritted teeth. And say it with gritted teeth in Jesus' name. But you know what you're doing? You're making a confession. You're going to possess that. You keep saying it long enough, it gets down in your heart. And then when you speak it, there's going to be a time you're going to speak it in faith. And Jesus said, when you speak that in faith, according to your faith, be it unto you. It'll come to pass. Amen? It'll be there. It'll happen just like that. And you'll say, why did it take so long? God said, I've been waiting on you to get in faith. God's been waiting on us to get in faith. And don't get condemned in the whys too. Because I hear, as pastor, I'm going to, or as ministers, as children, you're going to have people come to you and ask you the whys and whys and whys. And sometimes I'm just not going to know. The Lord's going to give me a scripture. He's going to give me a promise. He's going to give me something I can give you. But there's some things we won't know. I don't think we'll know until it's revealed to us in heaven. Because it really won't matter. There's things that it's up to God, that only God can do. Miracles, He can only do the miracles. Amen? It's like I maybe mentioned to you guys, about Mom passing on and going to heaven this year. I said, Lord, show me a couple glimpses of Mom's mansion, because Mom, single mom, raising four kids, or if she had five, three girls, two boys, but a couple of them were married when Mom and Dad divorced. But she still through that marriage, she was every bit she was getting, it was going to feed us and clothe us. And my kids are blessed. I don't have a pair of shoes for every day of the week. I had one pair of shoes for all week. Use it for a year, and it was called the Converse. Remember the Converse with the, and they were slick sometime, Reed. I'm talking about slick on the bottom. You could play basketball, I just turned into skiing, man, because I was sliding. But you know what? I had shoes, and I had some socks. I wasn't barefooted. Amen. And Mama was doing what Mama could do. But you know what? I'm like, Lord, I'd like to have a dream. Just show me what she's living in. Because she always lived in, after the house that Daddy had built, she lived in a single wide. But she did graduate to a double wide that my brother had. That was their first home. And when rent started going up, my brother said, hey, Mom, won't you just move in over here and I'll make the rent reasonable. Amen. And she got that's where she finished her race, in a double wide. But there's no double wides in glory. There's no double wides up there, man. Amen. Nothing wrong against double wides. You understand what I'm saying? Mom has graduated. No more pain. Well, like I say, Mom didn't owe anything. She had $6,000 in the bank. When her funeral bill, everything was paid. It was she owed $10,000, and she had $10,000. She went over $10,002. She went over on all the funeral expenses. She went over by $2, Wayne, of what she had planned. And Mom talked it sometimes about, if I don't have money in the bank, y'all just do what you got to do out there, But you know what? But we found some journals she had. She was a woman of faith, too. But sometimes we have our doubts. Just be honest. We're down here on this earth, man. We got struggles. We need help. We need some more people to come alongside of us, plus the Holy Spirit, and help us get through some things. But Mom left this place, like the Bible said, owed no man nothing but to love. She had $6,000 in the bank, and that's going to pay for her marker and still have some money to probably divvy out to the family. Amen? There's the other things I wanted her to have. But you know what? Mom has to receive that. She has to have revelation and be. But she was content with what she had, and she, now she has everlasting life. So, thank God, and she had a desire to see her family blessed. Amen. And I know there's some prayers that are still going to be answered because God's working. You leave those words down to earth, He's still, the Bible says, His word won't return to Him void. If you pray God's word, His will be done on this earth, and you go to heaven, your words are still working. Amen. God is going to fulfill those words. Now, He's got to work with some people's hearts, but those words are still coming to that heart, to that person, through other people, through dreams. Getting back to the dream, I dreamed about Daddy. About a week, I'm like, woke up, Lord, about Daddy? I want to see something about Mama. He said, there's where you got some things you need to work on, son. You need to be loving your Daddy as much as you loved your Mama, because if Daddy's made it to heaven. But see, it's still the heart. Jesus said, if you have ill against your brother, if you have hatred in your heart toward your brother, it's the same as murdering somebody. So see, God was working on my heart through a dream. You see what I mean, Wayne? Because there's going to be somebody that you're going to walk across that ain't going to rub you the right way. they're not going to rub you the right way. And you know, a cat likes to be rubbed one way. But if you turn that cat around, get the hair going the other way, that cat's going to be getting out of there. Some people are not going to like it. But you got to love them. Man, you got to think about that cat. What can I do to meet this person's need, Lord? Be that small, still voice that says love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. And that might be spurting a lot of sins at you. But love covers all of that. Amen. So this is how Jesus was talking about our heart. Man, your prayer, you want to pray the prayer of faith, it goes to the heart, to the root of some things. And your prayer is not going to get answered if you're still in unforgiveness. Because the Bible says, you go on into Mark 11, 23, 24, says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive. And it goes on to say, and if you have any forgiveness in you, as you stand praying, the Bible says, forgive. What he was saying was, if there's any unforgiveness, and you know about it right now, get it out there. Lord, I forgive. I forgive that person. And get it, because what it's doing is hurting you more than it's hurting them. Amen. So Matthew 6, 5 through 15, it says, I would encourage you through this month, as the Lord leads us, go back and read Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 8, 5, 6, 7. Read these chapters, because we're going to be talking about these this month, about thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And next week I'll probably print out and get you a Bible reading plan, if we all can get together and just, you know, this isn't, oh, I missed mine this week, Pastor. I'm not going to be checking to see if you read it, but it's going to be a tool I can get to you to where we could all be on the same page. Because when we all come together, we've been studying the Word, reading the Word, guess what? It's manifested in our presence, in our midst. If we can all kind of go by that. But then read you some good other books too, amen? But I want to encourage you to read chapters 5 through 8 this month. And we're going to focus on thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So this model prayer, it means exactly what it said, what Jesus said. It's a model to follow, to follow. You know, my brother, I'm 54, so Junior's 60, give or take a year. I think he just turned 60. But he loved to put the model cars together. You know, the ones you put glue, and you glue them. And we're talking about tiny parts. I can see the boxes now. I can watch him opening them boxes up, you know, taking those tiny parts, gluing them, taking time. Man, you know, he's looking at the box. He would rather look at the box instead of the instructions because, you know, men, we just don't like to throw the instructions away. Sorry, Colette, I threw those instructions away on that little bottle. But I'll teach you. I learned it, but now I got to teach you. See, learn. Jesus said, learn of me. How are you going to learn? Read, study the scripture. Learn of Jesus. And come to church, you'll learn of Jesus. I'll tell you what I know. Wayne will show you what he knows. Reed, he'll teach you. Cindy, we'll give testimonies. Amen. Marie's making things in the calendars. Man, read those things. Study that Greek. Look it up. You don't have to pronounce it. If you can, fine. But if not, just learn the meaning, what it's saying to you. And what was I talking about? Model cars. But, man, there was some nice cars. But you know when I got in trouble? When I made my brother mad, I wanted to play with it. You look at something, it's fine. But man, I'm 6 years, right? I'm 6 years younger. Man, I want something to go vroom, vroom, move, buddy. So I would get the model cars and I would break them. The wheels ain't turning. Wait, these wheels turning. They're glued. That ain't no fun. So to break something, I'm like, well, brother, he's going to break my arm. Cause he, you know, back then, he pretty much would. So, I piece it together. But see, that model, it was something that was put before my eyes. But I didn't understand it all. Because what? I was younger. He was older. It was a model car. I didn't understand that. Well, Jesus knew. They didn't understand how to pray. He's saying, forget all this praying, repetitious prayer. Come here, guys. He's saying, come here. I'm going to teach you about how to pray. And it all goes down to your heart. Amen? Jesus was putting his prayer as a model to the Father. Jesus said, I'm going to show you. Jesus was the way. He said, I'm going to show you the way to pray. There's right ways to pray and there's wrong way to pray. So, and it's okay to pray this prayer. A lot of times Ruthie's, Dallas's, when they're out playing ball, a lot of times the coach will let the kids pray. Thank God he's letting them pray. Amen? Because a lot of churches pray, no way. But I hear them praying, reciting the Lord's Prayer. I'm like, that's okay. At least they're praying the Word. But see, it's actually a model because God, he's looking more at the heart. In other words, pray that. Now, we can get into the perfect prayer. That's when you pray in the Holy Ghost. But it's the prayers of the heart that makes those things happen. Amen? It's when you hear God. Jesus said, I don't do nothing unless I hear the Father. That's a prayer. He was in communication with the Lord. And Jesus was teaching the disciples, this is how you get in communication with the Father. How? Oh, our Father in heaven. What are you doing? You're looking up. You're pointing your prayer up. It needs to come down. Jesus came down. Come on, he came down. He brought heaven down. But they hadn't made that communication, that link yet. So it's okay to pray this prayer. I did. When I got born again, I had my diapers on. I'm like, how do I pray? Well, here's a prayer. Here's a prayer. And I prayed that prayer. And you know what? I started building a relationship with God. I started. See, I was seeking. He's not looking at, you know, what you're not doing right. He's looking at what you're not doing. You know, 0 + 0 = 0. But if you'll just do something in faith, seeking, God will make it work. He'll make it work. Amen. And I started hanging around people that had been around the Word. And I started listening. I'm like, okay, that's a model prayer. Yeah, I know what a model is. No, I ain't talking about no women. I'm talking about model cars. There's models out there too, right? So that's the old man. That old man. I got it. My wife, she's my model. Model T. She looks good to me. She's my Model T. She married me. But y'all have to know what Model T is. That goes back. Dad was big on that stuff. So it's okay to pray this prayer if you're just learning about prayer. But as you grow in the Lord, say, grow in the Lord. We're going to grow in the Lord this year. More and more as we see the day approaching. Because we're going to gather together. Amen? As we grow in the Lord, our prayers should be a result of your relationship that you build with the Father. And Jesus said, this is how we'll know one another, by our love. We can tell people that's in the kingdom. By the fruit. Jesus said it's like a tree. You know the tree by the fruit. So we know when people have been spending time with God or if they ain't. Amen. You can know, but you're not supposed to judge. You've got to give them some love. Amen. They need some love. So we're going to end right here on this thought. This is really just an introduction to this model prayer. So we're going to learn as we spend time, quality time with the Lord, out of that's going to come a relationship to where sometimes you don't have to pray. You know. Amen. You just know that you know. You don't. God doesn't have to force you to give. You love to give. That was one thing we started loving to give, because Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. But man, when you start giving, the more you start giving, the more, see, God's going to reward you openly, right before your eyes. Right in front of some of the people that's been given and hadn't received nothing all their life. Why? Because their heart was wrong. The motive was wrong. Because everything you do, if it's not motivated by love, the Bible says will profit you zero. It's got to be done by love. Amen? There's people out there that know the true love of God. Had the word preached at them for many, many years. It was beating them. It wasn't loving them. Beating on them. Beating on them. They ain't in church. Said they never go to church. They've been beat on. We're not here to whip you. The Bible says we are called to equip you. Amen. So we're not going to whip you here. We're going to equip you with the Word of God. We're going to give you something. Amen. You're going to learn something. So Jesus and the Holy Spirit is that how you're going to get that that prayer chain going. It's a chain of events. So as we're going to dig into these passages, not all today. We just scratched the surface today. Amen. We're going to dig in these passages, believe together, and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the will of the Lord Jesus, just as He did to His disciples. It's funny, last night we were finishing up our Christmas with Sherry's family, and Sherry and Kelsey are going to Disney Monday week. I'm staying home. I wasn't invited, and I'm happy that they didn't invite me. Because I've been to Disney. I've walked that place. I mean, and I love to go with my family, don't get me wrong. But they wanted to go because we slow them down. Me, I slow them down. I think Rowan kind of slowed. We slow the women down because they got a schedule. But Kelsey and Sherry's going to go have a good time at Disney. So as our Christmas time was, the cleaners were left, those that stick around, help clean up. Now, everybody did help clean up. I'm not being bad. But the older people wanted to hang around and talk a little bit. But some of the kids were still there, and they were asking some of the Disney questions. What color did such and such wear? These characters. Now, I knew a couple, but then the kids, they were answering the questions because they had been to Disney World. But then I asked the kids a question. I said, how many disciples did Jesus have? Somebody said 3, 6. I said 12. See, I knew that. Why? Because I have studied that. Why? Because I love that. Now, nothing wrong with going to Disney World. Just don't make Disney your God. Keep Jesus your God and go enjoy your time at Disney. But some of those things, I'm there with my family, but I'm not there. I go sit in some of those things, some of those shows that I've seen 4 times. I'm sleeping. I'm catching my strength. I'm catching my second wind, or I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, or I got my Bible app on with my... I'm listening to the Word. I'm listening to Jesse. A good message. You know what? Because that's what I love to do. But, see, to each his own. But God, make him your own. Amen. That's what he's saying. He's on the throne. I said he's the creator. Give him place in your life. Not second place. Give him first place. He said, I'll have no other gods before me. And if you'll make him your God, the other gods in this world can't touch you. He won't let them touch you. Jesus said, the devil has no place in me. And he could not touch Jesus. Amen? I said, we can get to that point. We'd have to, you know what I mean? Because that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of us. But we got to decide, devil, you ain't getting in my place. This is God's territory. Amen? So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this service. I thank you, Lord, for 2021. Your will be done in our lives, Lord, as it is in heaven. On this earth, Lord, we are earthen vessels filled with your glory, filled with your love, filled with your Holy Spirit. And if you're here today and you've never made Jesus your Lord and Savior, if you're watching by internet, all you got to do, Romans 10:9-10 says, if you'll believe in your heart, believe about this Jesus I preached about today, if you'll believe in your heart, but go further than that, confess him with your mouth. It don't have to be to a person, just confess Jesus as Lord. Because Jesus said, if you'll confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father. So that's what you do. You take a step of faith. You receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and find you a good church. Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord. We'd love to serve you here. Be a blessing to you. But find you a place. Find that place God has for you. And then I would encourage you, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's not water baptism, but if you haven't been baptized in water too, we'd be glad to baptize you in the water. But let Jesus baptize you in the Holy Spirit with evidence. The evidence it's happened is you will speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives you the utterance, and you will build a prayer life that the devil don't like. Because the Bible says when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you pray the perfect prayer. If you're here today, after the service, if you want to get with me, I'll be glad to pray with you. We got some staff that can pray with you to help you receive that. But you need it. You need all that God has for you to live in this dark world. So, Father, I thank you today. And, Lord, I speak blessing over the people. If you have a prayer request today, you need us to agree with something, just lift up your hand if you need a prayer.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.